Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and today we're going to continue in our study of the Epistle to the Hebrews. Today we're going to talk about the importance of perseverance, and we're going to be reading in chapter 10. We'll pick up right around where we left off yesterday, and we'll start reading at verse 32. But just before we go there, let me tell you an experience I had that is written up in a little book called Three Keys to Answered Prayer. The book is it's a small book, but it's a testimony of how God led me through a time, a very serious illness back in the late 1980s, early 1990s, about a 3.5 year period. And how God led me and gave me victory and showed me a personal path of healing. And one story I tell about how that in the middle of this battle, I had a visitation of God one night. And it was very, very real, and it lifted me in a time of great struggle and distress. It lifted me. When I awakened and remembered what had happened, my soul was encouraged and refreshed. But God gave me three keys to answered prayer. This is what came to me in the middle of the night. Three keys to answered prayer, and they were promise, praise, and perseverance. Stay focused on the promise. You don't necessarily deny the problems there, but you don't become consumed with the problem. You become consumed with the promise, not with the problem. You don't deny the problem, but you're not consumed with it. You're consumed with the promise. And then I was to surround myself with praise. Focus on praising God, not complaining about my situation, but surrounding myself with praise. And then the fourth one was persevere. And the word persevere means to keep on keeping on. That's a very colloquial definition, to keep on keeping on. It means to endure. It means to continue in the face of adversity. And so I learned through that the importance of persevering. And as I persevered and did my best to fulfill those instructions God gave me, after 3.5 years, and this has been years ago, I experienced healing, deliverance, was set free from that situation. And if you want to read about it, the details of it, it's a little book called Three Keys to Answered Prayer. It's available on Amazon and also from our own website at eddiehyatt.com. Now, let's begin reading how the writer is going to encourage them to endure, to persevere. Verse 32, he says, "But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated," he's talking about being illumined about Christ being the fulfillment of all the Old Testament types and shadows. He says, "You endured a great struggle with sufferings, partly while you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me in my chains." Now, whoever is writing this, either they have been in chains or they're in chains at the time. Some would take this as evidence, added evidence that this was written by Paul. But again, we don't really know for sure who wrote this. And of course, there were other people who suffered imprisonment besides Paul, but we hear Paul talking a lot in other letters about his chains. The writer says, "For you had compassion on me in my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven." And apparently, their possessions had been taken away, the plundering of your goods. But the writer says that you joyfully accepted it. Now, how could anybody joyfully accept being robbed. They're by force being taken away, probably by government officials, civil authorities. It was because they were living in the light of eternity. Heaven was as real or more real than their earthly existence. Notice what he says, how he says it. He says, "For you had compassion on me in my chains and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven." Hallelujah. So they were living in the light of eternity, and they knew that this was a very temporary existence here on earth, but they had an eternal existence and an eternal treasure waiting for them after this life. So they did not let this situation get them down, but they even rejoiced in the midst of it. Now, verse 35, he says, "Therefore, do not cast away your confidence." So this was something he's reminding them of. Hey, remember how you dealt with persecution in the past. Now I'm reminding this of you so that you can gain courage for standing in this present trial of faith that you are going through. He says, "Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward." All my friends, do not cast away your confidence. In an earlier episode, I read the incredible thing that happened to a person, for a person who persevered, who refused to cast away his confidence. Let me just read it again. Let this be an encouragement to anyone who's going through a difficult time, and sometimes you have felt like giving up, throwing in the towel. In 1831, this person started a business, but he went bankrupt. The business failed. The following year, he ran for the state legislature of his home state of Illinois, but he lost. 3 years later, he was engaged to be married, but his fiance died. 3 years later, he ran for the speaker of the legislature, but he lost. 1843, he ran for Congress and lost. 1849, he applied for the job of land officer, which was a federal job, but he was rejected. 1854, he ran for the U.S. Senate and he lost. In 1856, he sought the vice president nomination at his party's convention, but he lost. He was rejected. In 1858, he ran for the U.S. Senate again, and he lost. You see, this person just doesn't know when to quit, does he? However, in 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected President of the United States of America and distinguished himself as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, president this nation has had. He guided the nation through a horrible civil war, and stands head and shoulders above so many of other presidents. Usually considered, he and George Washington are considered the two greatest presidents the nation has had. And so there's an example of someone who did not throw away their confidence, even though they encountered difficulty after difficulty, rejection after rejection. They did not throw away their confidence. And they were rewarded. They had great reward. So verse 35 of chapter 10, "Therefore do not cast away your confidence." I feel like I'm talking to someone today. Don't throw away your confidence. Don't throw it away. Just because you've ran into some difficulty and maybe some people have expressed negative things about you, don't throw away your confidence. Your confidence is God, not in people and what people say about you. Your confidence is in God and what He says about you and what He's called you to do. And so do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. And here's the verse, "For you have need," I think the King James says patience. The New King James says endurance. The NIV, which I have right here, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it uses the word persevere. Yeah, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. To persevere, to use an old colloquial definition, it means to keep on keeping on. It means to continue in the face of difficulty, to continue in the face of adversity and opposition. For you have need of endurance, for you need to persevere so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. I stood on God's promise of healing for 3.5 years. No, it didn't come after a month. It didn't come after 2 months. It didn't come after 6 months. It didn't come after a year. But God told me that I needed to persevere. And after three and a half years, I obtained the promise. I received the promise. For you have need of endurance or perseverance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. My friends, lay hold of God's promise. Fill your heart and mind with God's promise. Surround yourself with praise and keep on keeping on. Endure. God's got incredible blessings for you you could never imagine if you will do these simple things. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. And check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. There's contact information there. There's a bookstore. In fact, the little book, Three Keys to Answered Prayer, is there in the bookstore. You can order it there, or you can go to Amazon and order it on Amazon. And I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless.